I'm delighted to welcome this morning Ivana, who is currently living in Montenegro. So welcome, Ivana.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure really to be here.
So with a name like Ivana, living in Montenegro, and you've already told me about Bali and Canada that you've visited, you're a bit of a nomad, aren't you?
Oh yes, definitely. I think I can call myself like that. Some people actually, they said you should put the gypsy name in your like face yoga and yoga thing, and I'm like, okay. Yeah,
So,
I love
Ivana,
traveling. Yeah.
Gypsy, where are you originally from?
I'm from here, from Montenegro.
Right.
This is where I'm at the moment. Yeah, this is where I'm coming from. But I really like, I went abroad when I was 20 for the first time. I spent a couple of months in States and then in Canada, and then I ended up being in Dubai for a couple of years, and here I am right now in Montenegro, back home. Yeah.
Marvelous. I haven't done a lot of travel, so I'm very happy to look at other people's photos and hear their stories, but I'm not a traveler myself. I'm happy wherever I lay my hat is my home, as the song goes. So we're going to talk about face yoga. This seems to be a new phenomenon that I'm hearing about. You're the second person this week who I've spoken to about face yoga, and I'm a great believer that if people tell me two or three times about something, I need to know more about it. So, face yoga, explain it, please.
Oh, okay, sure. So basically, face yoga, it's a natural method, a natural way to create and also to maintain the youthfulness in our face. And it works mostly because it activates the muscles that are just underlying our skin. So it works with the muscles, it strengthens them, and then there are those muscles that might be overworked. So it relaxes those muscles, it stretches them. It improves and it actually boosts the blood circulation, which brings more of fresh oxygen and nutrients to our skin. So it's this way, like just to age naturally and with a yacht, basically. And also for all of those that want to avoid Botox and maybe expensive creams and some surgeries, they can simply go for face yoga because it is gonna reduce some wrinkles, it's gonna strengthen and tighten our skin and strengthen the muscles under. So it's really, really amazing, like for all of those that wants to feel good, but also yes, to look good. And it really gives like a good feeling to our face when we exercise it, the same thing as it goes to our body. So we just extend it on our face area too.
Very good explanation, and I can imagine all of that you said together makes perfect sense, because when you're exercising something, they say if you don't use it, you lose it, don't you? So we're not exercising our
Exactly.
muscles, of course we will lose the elasticity, etc. And you mentioned oxygen. Oxygen is something that few people don't connect with health and well-being. Unless we have oxygen in our body, our whole body, not just our face, the facial muscles, but that's something I learned about when I had cancer a few years ago. The oxygen in our body actually kills cancer cells. It kills it, well, it, the other way around, it kills cancer cells, but it enhances our body, enhances everything. So with water and oxygen, though I guess water is another factor as well, that we should drink a lot of water to keep hydrated, or around 2 liters a day of water.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I completely agree that the oxygen is super important, and that's something that we find, and now it has actually the scientific proofs as well for it, that breathing is so crucial. I know this because I'm certified Hatha yoga teacher, and the breathing is something that we emphasize a lot during yoga classes and also while practicing some pranayamas. And now I'm listening a lot to some professors, and they're actually talking like how breathing and different breathing techniques are so important for our well-being, for the mental focus, for our health basically. And it works the same way. Yes, it works with our body, it works with the face. So we improve the blood circulation, we move the things around, and that's how we actually feed our skin on a deeper level.
Brilliant. Well, all of the traveling that you've done, I find quite remarkable, because you only look 12 years old, Ivana. You've got remarkable skin yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So the travelings, that was something really that pushed me, actually working as a flight attendant, that has really pushed me to search more natural, look for more natural ways, like to look and also to feel good, because the job, the kind of job that I was doing was super, really exhausting. And it was completely, it was a bit against what my core values and beliefs that how we should live our life are. And I really believe that we should age with this mental image that we are strong, we are young, we have the energy, and not the opposite. That was something that was always like, it was a bit annoying me when I hear people, okay, you age and then you're just weak. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be that way. I want to take the steps now, so I don't end up, I mean, of course, we cannot control everything, but at least I knew I have taken some steps and I can improve the way I feel and the way I look. And if we can look younger and more youthful and just like, if we can look more natural and fresh, like, why wouldn't we do it, right?
Exactly, why wouldn't we?
Inexpensively, basically, yes.
Yeah, so run us through a few face yoga tips, if you would, for the listeners, and bearing in mind not everybody's going to be seeing this on visually, some people will be hearing this, so as you explain a bit about it, just bear that in mind.
Yes, so my all practices starts with a bit of breathing. I really like, when I teach, I like to start with centering ourselves, so we do a bit of breathing just to connect to the breath. So when we exercise, everything is more relaxing, we feel better, actually, and we can focus more on the face areas. Then each workout, it starts basically with a bit of warm up. We have to warm up the neck area, open the chest and the shoulders, and then so we can actually help the blood to flow freely to our face and the head area. And then we do the warm ups for our face. So for the facial muscles, there is really one famous, like, if you're just listening, it's gonna be, this is something you can also do. So you inhale through the nose and three times you say wow. And if someone is watching right now, so we inhale and then it looks like this. So you really want to open your mouth like widely, and you feel the stretch all the way, like on your cheek and also your neck area. So this exercise is good because it really stimulates the blood circulation. It wakes up the muscles on the face. So it's really good to do before some workout, before some exercises, when we are actually strengthening and toning the muscles. It's very simple to do. It's just important that we are not wrinkling the eye area when we do so. So you can inhale through the nose and three times you can just, with exhale, say wow, wow, wow. You can vocalize it, you don't have to, and you're gonna feel straight away the effect of this exercise. Then we do some other exercises that we can, like, for example, train our cheeks or eye area or even the forehead. So yes, there is this, first I would say there is a warm up. Then there are some exercises where we are actually strengthening the muscles. Then there are some counter poses when we stretch those muscles. And also there is the part of face yoga, which is focusing on our awareness, because it's not only that we put these 10, 15 minutes aside for face yoga, because, like, you can imagine as well, when you're exercising your body, if you're just doing maybe like a workout three times per week, but then you are not eating well, you don't have really good sleeping habits, like, the effect of this exercise is not gonna be the same. So it comes to the face, we have to bring more awareness to our face. What are the things and the habits actually that might be causing some premature aging? What are the habits, the way maybe that we talk and express ourselves? How do we create those wrinkles? How do we sleep if we have some asymmetry on our face? So those are all the elements that actually we kind of bring with face yoga. It comes, like, I always say to people, so I don't scare them, I always tell them, like, it's not that you have to push yourself so much to think about it. It's gonna come more naturally. Once you start exercising your face, naturally you think more about it, you feel it more. And then when you start doing some activities which are causing some wrinkles and might be harmful for your skin, you're gonna start, like, you're gonna catch yourself, you're gonna be like observer, you're gonna see, okay, I'm doing this, like, I'm holding my phone for the entire time, creating some tension in my neck, creating some wrinkles on my side of the face. So yes, all of these things that are really important throughout the day. So it's kind of like the bigger concept, and it brings also light to our daily habits, which includes also the body the body exercise and the diet and sleeping patterns and so many things actually, just starting from the face.
It's really important that the whole picture, isn't it? Not just one thing or another. So many people just want instant gratification these days, and they want to press a button, take a pill, and everything's fine. And not everybody, in my experience, I've found, wants to put the effort in. So is it a big effort? Have you seen some very marked changes from people who've been doing the face yoga, like before and after?
Yes, amazing changes, really. Like when I started, and I know that people are also skeptical, it's just part of our nature. And we want to see, many of us, we want to see it first, and then we're going to believe it's effective. I mean, it is natural. And when I started out, and even when I was going through the training, I was like, okay, there are so many benefits I've seen on other ladies, but I was still a bit skeptical. Okay, is it really going to work for me? And I was like, I believe in it because there is the logic behind it. It's not even the matter of believing, but it's the matter, like it's a muscle. So you're working with the muscles and and it has to work eventually if you're activated in a proper way. But I had a bit of skepticism. And after going through the training and really creating this as my routine, and after a couple of months, I really seen some improvements on my face. And I started to feel, actually, especially in my mouth area now and the cheek area, it feels completely different. And once that happened, I did need a bit of like proof, of course, but once that happened for me, I'm like super confident to say that it does bring the effects. And I see it also with my students. Like when I get on call after a couple of months with them, and I just see and I'm like, wow, like your face has improved so much. The symmetry is back, because there are some areas, like it might happen that, for example, one side of the face is really like, it might be overworked, that it's so hard even like to move that, like it might be very tense actually, one area that can cause some asymmetry to our face. So the other area, like the other side of the face, might be moving more smoothly, while this area might be more like tense. And this is something that we really stimulate with face yoga, and that's what brings later on, it brings also the symmetry to our face, and our face just feels so much better after doing the workout, which is so logical, right?
Is it possible for people who have lost the muscle elasticity in their face for it to be regained through face yoga?
I would say yes. I mean, there are so many people that they cannot even move, they cannot feel the muscles. And it feels like for myself, and even though I wasn't like that I'm old or something, I was younger, but when I started exercising, my face was like shaking, like I could barely move some areas. It was really like I was looking myself in the mirror and I'm like, this is just shaking. It's so strange. I cannot control it. And then after some time, I gained the control over the muscles, and it really like it became better. And it happened like to so many people. Like I see it on a daily basis. We have a huge community because I have learned this method from like a famous Fumiko Takatsu. If anyone is exploring internet, you can just search for her. She's amazing, really. And we have huge community, and we see the great results from other teachers there. So it really, like, there is no even a doubt now that it's not going to work. Yeah. And definitely, even the muscle might become weaker over the time. That's what's happened when we don't use them. And the gravity effect, it is pulling the muscles and it's pulling the skin. But that's something that we really can reactivate. It does take time. And it might take a couple of months for the muscle to start like to regain its power, like a strength basically, but it does happen, yes. We just need to be persistent.
Wonderful. So you mentioned that you do hatha yoga, and did your face yoga kind of naturally become an extension to that, or how did you actually get introduced to face yoga?
Interesting story, because I fell in love with yoga when I was 20, and back then I was just going for the classes, but I wasn't really like, I didn't know that you can become a yoga teacher at that age. And actually I became like much when I was much older. But I thought that with yoga, you have to start when you're super young, like 5, 6, 10 maybe. And then after I left home and I was living abroad and I was practicing on my own, I was really committed because it was giving me energy. I felt good, like I was really even a bit addicted to yoga. And then a friend of mine, he told me, like, why don't you do the training? And after some time in the beginning, I was so like, no, I cannot be a teacher. Like, I just practice on my own. But, and he's like, yes, yes, like, just go and do the training. So I went to India. I was in Rishikesh for a month to do the training. And there I met the girl from Netherlands. And she spoke about face yoga. And I remember back then, like, I was, what's that? Like, how come? Like, what do we have on our face? And when I actually read it, we have the muscles and we have over 50, like around 60 facial muscles. For me, that was like, I never thought about it. And just, I can imagine that so many people, they don't know actually that we have the facial muscles. So yes, back then, that was actually in India when I started thinking about it. And then I went back to Dubai. And just after a couple of months, I enrolled for the face yoga. I really felt it's a perfect match, because we shouldn't stop just on our up to our neck or the shoulders with exercise. Why wouldn't we extend? And I really like the natural side of it. So yes, I don't like needles, and I don't see myself going ever for the surgery just for the sake of beauty. And I like doing something on my own. It's like this sense of satisfaction as well, because we know that we are the ones that are doing the effort, putting this time for ourselves. It's part of the self-care routine, and it has so many more benefits than just like having less wrinkles and more maybe tightened skin and fresh look. So yes, it's the way we feel as well about ourselves and taking those daily actions.
Very, very good. Do you, can people who suffer with migraines benefit from face yoga?
I heard, yeah, I had some students actually, they came to me and they said that their migraine, they went off. Like it's not something that we promote. Like we do say it might help with some headaches, but now I see more logic of it than when I just started out teaching, because it really does, like when we move the things around, that's how I say it, like we just move the blood circulation, blood flow to our face and certain areas, and especially the eye movement can be super beneficial also for the headaches. And there is like a lot of eye movement in face yoga. So I believe that this, like, it just releases, it does release the tension from certain areas. So I believe so, yeah. There are some students definitely that told me that it helped them with migraines.
It does make sense, doesn't it? Common sense, if you're using the muscles in your head and neck area in certain ways, that you're going to relieve any tension and pressure that's there. And that's the result for some people of migraine. So how do you do this, Ivana? Do you do this by a video call? Do you do this in person? How do you teach people?
Oh, I do all kind of ways. So I teach online. I started online because of Corona, but I did had some groups in the house that I used to live in. Now I do the workshops here in Montenegro. So I had, I did have like maybe 40 ladies that went through these were different workshops. And then online as well, I had collaboration with some universities. I also teach in, I do private one-on-one coaching, and I have created an online course. So that's something that I'm also improving right now. I want really to give it like the whole thing to the ladies that are enrolling, not only face yoga, but some other self-care tips that really can help them like to feel the best way possible. So yes, I do. I use all of the things I do in person. I do online. I have the pre-recorded videos as part of my course. So yes, I really believe in this. Like, I believe it's very powerful to use the online platforms as well to reach more people.
Excellent. So how do people get hold of you, Ivana? Where do we find you online?
Okay. So my Instagram page is Face Yoga Grow Younger. That's maybe the best way. That's something that I was growing slowly and steady. That's where I started with. I do have the YouTube channel, which is Grow Younger Face Yoga. And also my website is Grow Younger Face Yoga. And yes, if you just go to my Face Yoga Grow Younger, this might sound a bit confusing. That's just how I started, how I put the names and I didn't change it since then. So if you go to my Instagram page, you'll find there the link, you'll find my online course as well. Yes, so Face Yoga Grow Younger. I think if you Google it, you'll be able to find it. So that's the name I use.
Brilliant, excellent. Well, it's been lovely hearing about your transition from all the way through the body now. So it's not just the main body, it's the face as well. So wonderful. And I'll have to investigate a bit more, and perhaps you can teach us. I'm going to be doing some more, offering some more courses and different things. We're pulling in experts. We have a Friday health club, and experts come and talk to the audience in the Friday health club, as well as on the Perfect Health Wellness Club group that we have in Facebook, and which you're a member of. So feel free to post in the Perfect Health Wellness Club and about your face yoga. It sounds fascinating. Thank you for talking to us today, Ivana.
Yes, will do. Thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate your time. Yes, and that we had a chance to talk about this and actually spread this skill. Yeah, so many other ladies, they can hear about it. And guys as well.
And doesn't matter what state of health you're in, what age you are, whether you're male or female, even if you're, you know, if you're not mobile, you can hope for, most people can move their face. So there's no excuse, is there?
Exactly. Yes, that's very correct. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ivana.
Thank you so much.